Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yes, hey. My name is Don.
Hi, Don.
Actually, my company's name is RDS Plumbing and Sewer.
Okay.
And I go by my middle name, which is the D part of the RDS. It's actually Richard Donovan Sponsor.
How you doing today?
Well, could be better. Time is like a slow few months. So stressful when you're in your own company.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, so what can we do for you, Don?
Well, I got your little thing. I just finally opened up one of those, you know. You send these things in the mail, and most people throw them away, but
yeah.
I finally opened one up and took a look.
Okay. And it piqued your interest?
And, yeah, I actually pulled 40 out of a loan I got.
Uh-huh.
But what I'd like to do is they wanted to give me 50. I only took 40.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd like to get a little more, pay them off, and get you on a monthly program.
Okay. Hey, let's, can we
kind
take
of crazy,
a...
isn't it?
No, not at all. Do that kind of stuff all the time, actually. But could we take a couple...
Actually, they're really good. They're really cool with me. I just don't want to call them for a third time and say, hey, man, you know.
Yeah. Who is this other, really, who's the other lender?
Huh?
Who is the other lender you're working? Yeah.
Oh, they're really great people. I have nothing. They're really cool. So, I mean, they're
cool. I'm just curious. Oh, Swift. Okay. Yeah. I'm familiar with them. They're another lender in our network. So definitely familiar with them.
They're really nice guys. I dealt with them. I mean, they're really cool. And I don't know. I prefer you not even say I called. They were that nice to me. I feel so guilty calling you. I don't know why.
No problem. Hey, your secret's safe with me. Hey, Don.
You know what I mean, man. They were really cool with me. I told them I'd give them a write-up and everything, man. I'll give them a raise you and everything. They helped me out, you know?
Yeah, you don't want to.
I was able to get some cool equipment for my plumbing company.
Nice. You don't want to burn any bridges.
You pay cash for it sometimes. It's a little cheaper, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, I do. Hey, Don, was there a 16-digit reservation code on that mailer that we had sent out to you?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I'll see you there.
Can you read that back to me, and then I'll be able to pull up information on your business, and then we can go from there, okay?
Excuse me. I'm addicted to the 7-Eleven watermelon. Excuse me.
That's
like candy. I don't know what it is.
I know. There's worse things to be addicted to.
That's true. I've lost 90 pounds, so I guess you're just helping. Where I'm eating.
Nice.
2411.
Okay.
0401.
0401. Got it.
0016.
16. Okay.
2127.
2127.
And just to let you know, besides RDS Plumbing, I do have like 3 assets that are going to be coming from my mom that I have to talk to Chase, and we're going to try to get her corrected, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
Some lender got her to go for the old, what's that refi thing? What is that thing called? It's a negative?
Oh, not where they, the reverse mortgage?
And then they say that she's got, the appreciation will catch up to it. And I go, Mom, that is a pile of crap.
I've heard nothing but bad stuff about that.
That is a pile of crap, isn't it? Is that crap or what?
Yeah, I just think it's taking advantage of the elderly, to be honest.
So I need to get her out of it as soon as possible, because you know who's going to be getting that. And I don't want to be grabbing that. I do not want to have that principal on my ass, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
So I'm working on that, but I got chased separately on that situation, you know?
Yeah. Oh, so
it
looks like...
And I got a lot of principal here, so I'm doing good.
Excellent. It looks like, Don, are you in San Diego as well? Are you in San Carlos?
No, I wish right now. I wish I could have a vacation. No, I'm in San Carlos, 94070.
Okay, at the 1016 Sylvan Drive address?
Yeah.
Excellent. And then I just want to confirm, is the business classification...
I like the way you guys put RDS Plumbing and Sewer for some reason on this check. It has an impressive look to it. Anyway, yeah, keep going.
So the business classification, are you guys a proprietorship, partnership, LLC, C-Corp, S-Corp?
Well, eventually... I might get smarter and protect myself better, but right now I'm a sole proprietor.
Okay, no problem there. And then lastly, in case I need to send you out any information today, what would be a good email address?
I believe they're fixed. Now, I had email problems. I have 2 emails, but We can go with my my company.
Sure.
And I would almost say I used to go fax, but the fax machine my secretary got, we don't understand.
Oh no.
Seizures.
Oh no.
Not good, poor girl.
No. No.
So we will try. Hopefully it works. But you might want to take my phone number down, maybe give me a jingle back in about an hour, just in case.
Sure, sure.
It's RDS.
Okay.
Plumbing. 650. @gmail.
@gmail.com,
I guess.
Okay.
And I got another one, just for hell, if you want to hit it, just in case.
Yeah, you know, it wouldn't hurt anything.
It's called, this is my original one. I thought I could just be Donian. This is when I first got a computer. I wanted to be Donian because I'm Don. And
right.
Donian the Barbarian. Donian. Right?
Donian.
Well,
I like
you. Of course, there's like a gazillion Donians already.
Oh, really?
There you go, Donian Beast. And there's a gazillion Donian Beast.
What the heck?
So I had to go Donian Beast 736 at Comcast.net.
736. I still like it.
Kind of a funny story, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that.
You wouldn't believe that word is taken that many times. Would you? Would you understand why that word is taken so many times?
I wouldn't understand if it was taken more than once. I thought it was, you know, pretty creative on your end.
I thought so too, man. Damn. Can't get away with nothing.
I know. Too many damn people in the world.
My credit is, I guess my credit, I don't know, must be good enough. I mean, for them to loan me 40, so, I mean, I don't know, you know?
Yeah, have you taken a look at that?
I'm not getting that paid off, you know?
Right, right. Have you looked at your personal credit lately? Do you know where you're at? Have you, like, above average, average?
I would say I'm about 20 below being in the real good point. Not the excellent point, but the real good point. You know what I mean?
So maybe, like, high 600s,
thereabouts? I have an issue with my dead father. He's okay. Richard Don Swansler, and I'm Richard Donovan, and I'm not really, like, a junior.
Right.
So if you look at my credit, and you see me owning three houses, American Express, a Citibank Visa, you're going to know that you got him tied up with me.
Okay.
Because I mainly deal with Chase. That's my credit card I have. Besides, what's a clothing store? Kohl's and Target, you know?
Gotcha. So, hey, Don,
so
when I do...
If you get a lot of other stuff on me, then you're going to know that I need to work. I don't know how I need to fix that problem, but I'm going to have to work on that next.
Gotcha. So what would be, you know, when I do... When
and I lose my bank account, just to let you know, I guess is why I got fun so fun, because I usually do 35 to 45 grand a month in the bank.
Excellent.
And my back is killing me. I have had major back surgery, and I bet you're going to want to see 3 months, aren't you?
Yeah, you know what? I deal with back issues. You know, I think it's like twice a year. I've been going on for like 12 years now, and there's like certain points of the year where I can't stand up straight for weeks on end, or I'm like hunched over to the side or to the left. So I can identify with that, man. Back pain is the worst.
It's a freaking nightmare, dude. This has been like 3.5, 4 years. I've had 1, 2, 3 front operations in front of my neck when I was a supervisor at Road Rotor for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had another front operation when I had RDS plumbing. You know, this guy, dime-sized incision, you know?
Yeah.
And I left the hospital in pain. So,
holy crap.
What's that telling you?
It didn't
and
work.
So I went to St. Mary's in San Francisco, and this guy apparently is a top-notch surgeon. And this is a year and 3 months, and I am hurting like hell right now, and I'm going to be reaching for some Dilata in a minute.
Oh, those will take care of it. Yeah.
Bill.
You know what? That sucks
I do smoke, but I'm pretty square. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and the idea is to get away from that medication. They're not helping you in that arena, you know?
Well, aren't you supposed to be in the hospital kind of feeling good? That's what
yeah, that was my thought, too. I don't get it. Yeah, and the worst part is with back pain, it never seems like, or you know, whatever they do or whatever medication or therapies or whatever, it never really seems to completely go away, and that's what bugs the crap out of me.
Well, you know, I had a fusion at Stanford, and actually it lasted 15 years. I had two surgeries in the front, and I swear to God, the next day I woke up, done. I was so impressed. And then I had one, I've had about 15 of those needles in the back, what do they call them, epidurals?
Yeah, yeah. Ugh.
I had one that actually worked, and I thought I was fixed. I felt so freaking good. There's nothing, for me, I did not care about money. I didn't care about nothing.
Right. just no pain.
But hey, what do you need? Do you need my social or what do you need?
So, I'll put together an email for you and shoot that over to you. So we're going to need, I have one page applications, very simple. We look at 6 months of bank statements, okay. First two pages of the most recent tax return. And then if you had the contract with Swift, that would be good for our underwriting department so they can get a better picture of the business so we can make an offer that's, you know, not going to be a burden
on the
business.
Well, what I got is a welcome letter from them. Would that be good enough?
Yeah, if it just lets us know the amount that you borrowed.
It says, welcome to Swift. We love to have you, and you're great, and all this stuff.
Is there a page on there?
Yeah, the problem is I'm going to have to hook up your fax machine. Do you have a fax number?
We do. And that will be in the email that I send over to you.
So bad right now. You don't have texting possibilities, do you?
We do, and I'll attach that in the email that I send over to you.
All right, I'll do the best I can. Michael's coming here soon because I'm good at eBay, checking my Chase and other things, but pulling email up, I don't know what my problem is.
Okay.
But we'll get to it. You know,
okay.
Not emergency, but, you know.
Yeah. Hey, Don, did you
want... I have a funny feeling I have an issue with my mom coming up is what it is. She's getting sued and she used to be a lawyer.
Okay.
And she had her, I guess, someone, is she under an underwriter or someone that worked underneath her?
Mm-hmm.
Do something bad. And I keep telling her, well, just counter sue her. That's her freaking job, man. You know?
Yeah, right, right.
Why are you going to nap for it? But I just want to prep myself just in case, you know?
Yeah, I hear you. That makes
sense. I like
sense.
To pay the other one off. And the monthly thing I kind of like if it's possible.
Okay, we will shoot
anyway,
for that.
Okay.
So
what am I looking for on the email? I'm looking for Bank of Cardiff. Is that it?
Bank of Cardiff, and I'll just put Working Capital Program. And then
what's your name again?
My name is Zach, Z-A-C-H.
Zach, that's easy. Okay, I'm done. All right, peace.
All right, Don, and I'll give you a holler tomorrow. Just
I'll get
to make
back
sure
to you. Hopefully within a couple, hopefully, okay?
Sounds good, Don. Thanks for your time today.
All right, peace. God bless. See ya.
Peace. Bye.